Yeah, well, now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty of the regular season, aren't we? 3 weeks to go, some upsets in the top 10, and a lot to talk about on Central Region Now. Come on in. How you doing, friends? Rob Witham along with you. I just finished watching Mark and Matt on NBC 12's On the Sidelines. And I hope you did, too, to get all the highlights from your game and all the other games in the Central Region as we get set to break it all down for you on this edition of the podcast. Thank you so much for being with us on this early Saturday, or maybe you've already gone to bed and taken care of business and you're up early Saturday morning and you're running errands or whatnot and you're listening to us. Whatever the case may be, thanks for joining us here on Central Region Now. We'll get right to the action and we will get right to the scores and also try to talk as best we can. No way right now to get all the scores together, compile everything, and tell you who went to what place in the VHSL standings. It's just it's madness at this at this time of year, as you know. But what we can do is talk about the scores and talk about some of the implications and give you some takes on what we think may happen when the numbers come out on Monday. And, of course, as soon as the VHL posts the numbers and the standings, we put them immediately, as soon as we get them, on all three of our websites, HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, and ChesterfieldCountySports.net. All right, I'm in, I'm settled, I'm ready. Let's do it. We start with the top 10. NBC 12 game of the week. We'll start with that one. It was number 3, Manchester, coming in looking to go 7-0. One of the four teams coming into tonight's action undefeated against Cosby. Cosby, homecoming 2014. They are number 9 in the poll. They had fallen from 5th last week after their first loss of the year to James River. How would they respond? Could they get the big win at home, knock the Lancers out of the unbeaten? And the answer is a resounding no. Manchester tonight proved that they are for real for those who didn't believe that they would be. Saw a tweet over the week talking about how about this time of year, this is where Manchester may get to 5-0, 6-0, and then they lay an egg. They lose. They find a way to lose, or whatever the case may be. Not the case tonight. 26-0. They shut out Cosby on the road at Cosby's homecoming. Cosby, a very good team, been in our top 10 all year long. They've now lost two straight after starting 5-0. Cosby goes to 5-2. They are now in danger of dropping out of our top 10 poll. Manchester, meanwhile, will hold steady at number 3 without a problem. They are 7-0 on the season. And for Manchester, right now it's all about just holding serve until they get to week 10. Manchester with the win tonight, 7-0 now. They host George Wythe next week. They'll be prohibitively favored. But then they've got a trap game, Halloween night, 2 weeks from tonight. They host James River. And don't count the Rapids out. The Rapids gave Cosby their first loss last week. James River with a big win tonight, putting up 51 points on Clover Hill. And Clover Hill was going into that game almost in a must-win situation in that group of 5-6 teams in 5A South, all fighting for that final playoff berth going into week 7 for some teams, week 8 for others. And a fantastic job by Chung and company to put up 51 points on the road. So before Manchester, Lancer Nation, don't start talking about the LC Bird game on November 7th. You've got work to do. Coach Hall knows that. The coaching staff knows that. Hopefully the players know that. Next week's Wythe at home. They're home the rest of the year. That was it for Manchester in terms of away in the regular season. Their last road game, 26-0 win at Cosby. Home to Wythe next week. Home to James River Halloween night. If they survive that hurdle, they'll be 9-0 when the Skyhawks of LC Bird come calling November 7th. We'll get their score out of the way quickly because we knew it was going to be a blowout, and it was. Number 4 Bird goes to 6-1, 73-0 win over Huguenot. No problem there. You know, that's a situation to where, you know how Hermitage and Thomas Jefferson have decided now that you don't have to play all of your district teams any longer in the regular season? Starting next year, that is the case, and Hermitage and TJ have mutually agreed to end their battle, even though they are still in the Colonial District for district purposes of regular season scheduling for the Virginia High School League, and the districts continue through to at least 2017. This is another series that probably should go by the wayside, and that is LC Bird Huguenot. Bird gained nothing tonight by winning 73-0, except getting reps in, probably got some good quality time for their second team in the second half and a running clock. Huguenot gains nothing by going there and getting beat by 73 points. What could you possibly see on film that's going to help them, you know, learn and grow? It was just a complete mismatch from the start. And kind of like the Hermitage TJ era has gone by, the Huguenot LC Bird era has probably gone by as well. So Skyhawks at 6-1. As for LC Bird, it'll be Bird versus Cosby at Bird next Friday night. And for Cosby, all of a sudden, down to 5-2. 3 weeks ago, they were the number one seed in their subregion in 6A South. They are now falling, and there's a possibility that they could be 6th, maybe even 7th, with James River getting a win tonight. Verina getting a win to try to get back in the playoff race tonight. It's not in the bag that Cosby's going to the postseason right now, friends. And suddenly next week's game going to LC Bird, not only a daunting task, not a must-win situation, but boy, if they could get the win at Bird, it would be huge towards clinching a playoff berth. That's next Friday. Number one, Hermitage. They spotted Douglas Freeman 7 points, and then they put up 42 unanswered. Panthers on defense tonight doing the job. Pick six in the early second quarter, I believe, kind of propelled them from that point on, and Freeman had no answer. Final score, Hermitage 42, Douglas Freeman 7. The Rebels fall to 5-2. They will probably remain still number 7 in the 5A South Central Subregion standings, even though Meadowbrook number 8 won tonight. Meadowbrook at 3-4. Douglas Freeman at 5-2. Don't think Meadowbrook is going to get enough bonus points out of the win tonight to overtake them for number 7. But Freeman fans, be aware. Meadowbrook with a chance to overtake you soon if you don't wrap up strong. 5-2 the record now. Hermitage 7-0. They're number 1 in our NBC 12 WHAN Radio Top 10 poll. They are number 2 in the 5A South Central Subregion standings behind Highland Springs. Our number 2 team in our poll and on our game of the week tonight on WHAN and live here on HCS Media Network, no problem. 34-19 win at home on homecoming night for the Springers over Lee Davis. Now, second half, things got a little dicey. Coach Johnson and company put some second stringers into the game, and they had some issues, and they put first string back in. And quarterback Juwan Carter, as brilliant as he played early on in the game, made a couple of mistakes in the fourth quarter, threw a couple of interceptions when the Springers could have scored a touchdown and really put it away and ended the game. And Lee Davis kind of hung around. They had two shots late fourth quarter to try to get down, make it a one-score game, and failed on two consecutive fourth down conversions. And then Highland Springs just ran out the clock. But for Carter tonight, unofficially, 10 for 20, 167 yards, two touchdowns. But the two fourth quarter interceptions, and I talked to Coach Johnson, I hope you were listening on WHAN on 102.9 FM. We had a really good conversation with Coach on the postgame show, and he laid it all out. He said, Juwan this week had to focus on some academic issues, which forced him to miss some practice time. And when that happens, when you don't get all the reps you're supposed to get, you know, he said it's just a reminder that you can't just show up at practice, throw a couple of balls, and think you're ready for Friday night. It's not the case. Coach Johnson was very candid with us about this, and he's, you know, very forthright to his team and very forthright about his team. And he knows that they've got a tough road to hoe here in the next 3 weeks. We called it on the air tonight, Murderer's Row. This is Highland Springs' schedule the final 3 weeks. They're 7-0. If they want to finish 10-0 and make sure they are the number one seed in 5A South and make sure they have home field all the way through the central region part of it and even possibly to the state semifinals in the 5A South championship game, and right now they have that over any team from the beach, including Salem. They've got to, number one, next Saturday, go to Henrico and knock off the Warriors. We'll talk about what happened to them tonight in a moment. Then they got to come home in 2 weeks on the game of the week on WHAN, and they've got to knock off the Atlee Raiders, who had a big win tonight. They're now 6-1. And then November 7th, their usual regular season showdown ending game against Verina on the road. And Verina proved tonight that they're not dead yet, to quote a Monty Python term. Verina getting the lead, holding on to the lead and then holding on for dear life at the end. And at home, they knock off number 5 Henrico and give the Warriors their first loss of 2014. 28-27, the final score. They were up at one time, 21-7, up again at another time, 28-13. Warriors come storming back, get within one with under 4 to play. Onside kick recovered by Henrico. They drive down the field, face a fourth down with a minute 35 to go, and they can't convert. Varina takes a knee. The Blue Devils celebrate. They keep their 6A South playoff hopes alive. They prove that they're not dead. And for Henrico, the first loss of the season. I don't know if that's a bad thing. It's not a good thing, obviously. You never want to lose. But I don't think it's such a bad thing. Because number one, this will take that 7-0 versus 7-0 storyline out of next Saturday's game with Highland Springs out. That's not going to happen now. Highland Springs will come in 7-0. Henrico is 6-1. Coach Glasgow, of course, a disciple of Lauren Johnson, longtime assistant at Highland Springs, got hired to Henrico 2 years ago, took a few of the assistants that were at Highland Springs with him to Henrico. Lauren, they know each other very, very well. They're not going to be a whole lot of surprises when the two teams hit the field. I think you're going to see a very, very close and highly competitive game next Saturday afternoon. The crowd's going to be wild. It's going to be a great high school football atmosphere. And Henrico, of course, with this first loss now, they're going to be suddenly fighting for position in 5A South at Lee with a win tonight. Will they get enough bonus points to take over fifth place from Henrico? Don't know that yet. We'll know on Monday. Henrico, if they can bounce back and get a win and knock Highland Springs out of the undefeated ranks, number one, they'll get a thank you card from Hermitage. That's for sure. Because right now, it looks like Hermitage is going to run the table. They'll be prohibitive favorites in their final three games. Godwin may give them a game next week, but it's at Chester Fritz Stadium. And then after that, it's pretty much going to be Hermitage prohibitive favorites, and they could finish 10-0. And the only way, though, they're going to get the top seed in 5A South Central is that somebody knocks Highland Springs off. And there are three good chances coming up in the next 3 weeks. Henrico next Saturday on the road. They come home to Atlee on the game of the week, Halloween night in 2 weeks. We'll be there for that. And then go to Varina November the 7th. So Hermitage wins. Highland Springs wins. Number 3, Manchester wins. Number 4, LC Bird wins. Varina knocks off number 5, Henrico, 28-27. Number 6, Thomas Dale. Not a problem. Home win over Colonial Heights tonight, 42-0. Two teams going in opposite directions. Colonial Heights started 2-0. They've lost 5 straight. Thomas Dale started 0-2. They've won 5 straight. And they've looked very impressive in all 5 wins. Rising in 6A South, they will be a team that will be a very tough out first, even second round. Knights playing very well. Eric Finney, another good night tonight. Man, if they'd had Eric Finney when they played Cosby here on the network on our first radio broadcast of 2014 back in late August, and they only lost by 1 point, and had they had Finney in that game, I think they would have won, because Cosby did not put up an impressive performance that night. And the Knights had a 13-3 lead in the second half. They'd be 5-1, and we'd be talking about possibly one of the top seeds in 6A South. Atlee, no problem tonight, number 7 over Glen Allen on homecoming night for the Raiders, 45-14, the final score there. Atlee 6-1 on the season. The big other upset of the night, and it's not as much that number 8 got beat, it's how much they got beat by and how. Hanover puts up 56 points tonight on Armstrong. Now, I was at Hanover High School Monday evening covering field hockey. And I had a conversation with activities director and former head coach Josh Just. And we were talking, and I said, Coach, you know, I'm looking at this game on Friday, and the way I look at it, you got to find a way to get points on the board. I know you guys have been struggling offensively. I said, if you can hold Armstrong under 20 points, you got a chance to win, but do you have the horses in a track meet? And, of course, at that point, you know, nobody was sure if Clayton Cheatham was going to be back in action. Clayton was hoping he would be back tonight. It wasn't a sure thing. Well, Clayton Cheatham got cleared to play, and did he come to play? Of the 56 points the Hawks put up tonight, he accounted for half of them. 4 touchdowns for Clayton Cheatham tonight, and the Hawks return Cheatham and go to homecoming and knock off the Wildcats by 42 points. Unbelievable performance tonight by Hanover, just exploding offensively. Now, if Hanover, with their defense, they held Armstrong to 12 points. Highland Springs, Armstrong put up 30 last week in that loss. Hanover held them to 12 tonight. Hanover could be a very tough out in 4A South if they can have consistently good offensive performance. They don't have to put 56 up every week. It's way too much pressure for that. But if they can count on 28 points, if they can count on 28 points, Hanover can do some damage in 4A South. But the question is, can they do that consistently week after week? They were starting to go in that direction, and then they ran into Highland Springs. They pitched the shutout, although that week, you'll recall, Hanover had 8 chances in Springer territory to score and never got a point. All they got were 2 field goal attempts that missed. And then Cheatham hurt his hand throwing the football in the fourth quarter in that game, and they went on the next 2 games without him, and they lost both games. Now he's back. They get the big win. They go to 4-3. That'll break that 10th place tie in 4A South. Will they get in the top 8, which means a home game in the first round? We'll find out on Monday. Of course, still plenty of time to play. Number 9, Dinwiddie, holds on at home to beat Metoka. 6-1, the Generals now. 28-24, the final. Wasn't the prettiest performance by Dinwiddie tonight. And credit Metoka. Metoka's in that group trying to fight for that final spot in 5A South Central with the Mills Godwins, with the Prince Georges. Meadowbrook's got it right now. Meadowbrook will hold it with their win tonight over Prince George, which we'll mention in a second. But, with Mills Godwin also winning tonight, Metoka really needed a win tonight, and they almost, doggone it, pulled it off. Good effort by the Warriors, but the Generals just too much in the end. Win by 4. Improved to 6-1, improved their ranking in 4A South. For Metoka, they are now in the same boat as Clover Hill and Lee Davis. They all fall to 2-5 tonight with losses in 5A South, and they're all really on the brink of elimination. Any of those teams, if they have a prayer of making the playoffs, are going to have to run the table and probably get some help. All right, out of the top 10 tonight, we talked about Meadowbrook. Big win at Prince George. Close early, and then the Monarchs just blew it open second half. 40-7 the final. Justin Miller, another good night. Meadowbrook goes to 3-4, but again, that monster schedule that they play, they get a lot of bonus points. They lost to Hermitage, so they're going to get 1 point for each Hermitage win, so they get an extra bonus point because Hermitage won tonight, for example. That all plays into how you finally get that average, which is how you figure out the VHSL rating points. So we know Meadowbrook is going to stay in 8th, at least. They will come closer to Freeman in 7th after Freeman lost tonight. How much closer, we'll find out on Monday. For Prince George, big loss. I can't understate it. They had a chance to knock off Meadowbrook, give them a 5th loss, go to 4-3, and probably take over the 8th spot in 5A South, and they let it slip through their fingers. And so Prince George falls to 3-4 on the season. And boy, that was a big opportunity for the Royals tonight at their homecoming. Now they got to go to Metoka, and that effectively next week will be an elimination game. Whoever loses that game next week will probably be out of the 5A South playoff race. And then for Prince George, if they could beat Metoka and they could go to 4-4 going into the home stretch, they host Colonial Heights and they go to Hopewell. Hopewell will be tough, but they are 2 winnable games. Would 6-4 be good enough if Meadowbrook falls again? Meadowbrook probably have to fall 2 out of the last 3 weeks, to be honest with you. So Meadowbrook right now, not in the driver's seat, but they're getting close to occupying it. For the Royals, very disappointing. Midlothian, hey guys, way to go. Congratulations, Trojans. Got your first win tonight. They go to 1-7, 43-0 winners over George Wythe. And Midlothian finally gets that first win of the season. That always feels good. And so congratulations to Midlo. Over at Deep Run, on the other hand, they are still looking for win number 1. Oh my goodness. J.R. Tucker, trying to stay alive in 4A South. They go to Deep Run, West End rivalry. Malik Van Brussel runs all over the field, gets a big performance, and they win 40-28. So the Tigers go to 3-4. They're keeping that top 16 within reach. They'll need some help, but Tucker's not out of it yet. Not out of it by any stretch of the imagination. Deep Run, it's just a season they want to see end just as quickly as possible. They fall to 0-7 on the year. They have had back-to-back horrific seasons. They host Thomas Jefferson next week, and then they go to Patrick Henry, and they finish at home with John Marshall. And so they're hoping just to be competitive in those 3 games and to try to get a couple of wins. I don't know if that's going to be enough for them not to make a coaching change this year. Deep Run used to be one of the top programs in the area, and they did it in very short order in the mid-2000s under Lenny Pritchard. And whether they're going to put up with this or not much longer, I doubt it. So Deep Run to 0-7, Tucker to 3-4. Hopewell, Petersburg, great battle in 3A East tonight. Hopewell goes to Petersburg and gets an important win, 42-28 the final. Congratulations to Hopewell. They move to 4-3 on the season. Petersburg moves to 3-4. As we came into the night in 3A East, Hopewell was the number 6 seed right behind Armstrong, a point and a half behind Armstrong, and then Petersburg was tied for 7th with Pocosin. Now, Pocosin, They got a win tonight at New Kent, 28-7, so they'll keep pace. Petersburg's going to fall back. But Hopewell now, with that Armstrong loss tonight, they're looking at the win over Petersburg and thinking, hey, we can get closer to top five here in the 3A East standings. So Hopewell, good win. They go to 4-3. We mentioned earlier James River winning 51-23 over Clover Hill. And for the Rapids, they're now 5-3 with two games left in the season, including the battle with Manchester, and they're trying to clinch a spot in 6A South. In 4A South, another area team to watch, Powhatan. Big winners tonight over Orange, 56-6. Indians with a fantastic performance. They set some school records for total yards and offense in that game. They are now 6-1, and we mentioned this game for two reasons. One, because of the Powhatan performance, but also Orange. Orange losing is good news for Patrick Henry over in 5A North, because that's one of the teams that they'll be battling for that final playoff berth in 5A North. The Patriots trying to grab number 16 or maybe a little bit higher. PH didn't play tonight. They go to Thomas Jefferson tomorrow for a 1 o'clock kickoff. Big game for the Patriots. Coming down this stretch, PH has got three winnable games in the next 3 weeks. TJ on the road tomorrow. John Marshall on Friday of next week. Halloween night at home on senior night against Deep Run. And if they could win those three games and be 5-4 going to Douglas Freeman the final week of the season, I think win or lose, they probably get a 5A North playoff berth. Now, it won't be a good one, and they'll be matched up on the road in round one against a really, really good opponent. But if you're the first-year head coach Brian Davis and you're able to get five wins and get a playoff berth where that place was last year after 6-7 weeks, just desperate for a victory, much less anything else, that would be a pretty good first season for the Patriots, so we keep that in mind as well. Goochland Falls tonight, number one seed in 2A East, had to go to Nottoway in a battle of 5-1 teams, and Nottoway gets the win, 20-7 the final score, so the Bulldogs will fall in the VHSL standings. Amelia winners over Prince Edward, Cortland all over Caroline, King William beat Matthews 52-0, Charles City over Middlesex. Earlier today, on Friday afternoon, in BISAA action, Collegiate got a good win over Fork Union, 28-7 the final. The Cougars now 4-3. They're still on the outside looking in the BISAA playoff standings in Division I, but they're fighting to stay relevant. They go to Norfolk Academy next week. That game can be heard next Friday, 2:45 on WHAN 102.9 FM. Mills Godwin tonight gets a win, goes to 4-3 at City Stadium. They beat John Marshall 47-25. Good win for Godwin, who now have to go to Chester Fritz next Friday to take on Hermitage as they're trying to keep their 5A hopes alive in that race with the Meadowbrooks and company that we talked about earlier. And I would be remiss if I did not mention and congratulate the Lions of Louisa County. I'm sure it was a very emotional win tonight for Louisa. 48-16, the final score over Fluvanna. The bigger story there, though, this week, their head coach, who has just come back, he was there, led them to great success several years ago, Mark Fisher. He left. He was rehired. This is his first year back, and he announced to his team earlier this week that the cancer that he was fighting several years ago has returned. He's going to have to undergo treatments before the end of the season, but he does not anticipate missing any games, according to our friends at the Central Virginia newspaper that covers Louisa and Orange County. So our thoughts, our prayers, not only with Coach Fisher and his family, but with the entire Louisa Lions football program. I'm sure that was a big lift tonight emotionally, getting that 48-16 win over Fluvanna. Two other VISAA games tomorrow, or I should say Saturday, on the docket as well. Benedictine, currently the top seed in Division I in the VISAA. They've got Woodbury Forest. They are undefeated. It's on the road. 2 o'clock kick is going to be a big test for Scott Bracey and the Cadets. And Trinity Episcopal and St. Christopher's are going to battle it out. Yeah, boy, there's a backyard brawl for you. 4-3 Titans, 3-3 Saints. St. Christopher's just out of the Division I playoff race, as is Collegiate, so they desperately need a win. Trinity Episcopal right now in the Division II playoff picture, but a loss could jeopardize that. So big game tomorrow afternoon. That is a 3 p.m. kickoff. Also, one other thing of note going on Saturday that's huge, and that is the Milestat.com Invitational cross-country tournament event that's going to be over at Pole Green Park in Mechanicsville. Four varsity races. So big the tournament is, they had to split the varsity girls and boys divisions into A and B. And they'll start with races at 10 a.m. for varsity, 10, 10:30, 11, and 11:30. Then there'll be JV and other events, and the awards are scheduled for about 2 o'clock. And it's a who's who of most teams in the Central Region, plus teams from all over the Commonwealth of Virginia coming in. It's the best final test for your cross-country team before you start conference and regional play in the next couple of weeks. So good luck to all of the cross-country runners. You might be listening to this podcast as you're driving out to Pole Green Park on Saturday morning. Good luck to everybody involved. And as the day progresses, we'll get you updates on the races on Twitter. And of course, everybody who knows racing knows that good place to go, milestat.com. They're sponsoring this event, for heaven's sakes. They always do a very good job of getting updates and whatnot on Twitter, as well as, of course, on their website. They do a fantastic job. We want to send a shout out to them for that. All right, on the radio tomorrow on WHAN, ODAC action, Randolph-Macon at Washington and Lee in a game where they need to get a win so they can stay at least a game behind whoever's going to be in first place in the ODAC after tomorrow. The only two undefeated teams in the conference at 2-0 are Embry and Henry and Hamden-Sydney, and they play each other tomorrow, so somebody's going to be alone in first place Saturday night at 3-0. And Randolph-Macon wants to be just a game behind at 2-1. 12:30 on 102.9 FM and 14:30 AM and online at WHANradio.com. And before we close tonight, we sent out a couple of cryptic tweets today talking about some change. It's coming Monday, and we may even do a special podcast about it Monday. But we're very excited about a change, and we will tell you all about it come Monday. And that's all we can say about it right now, as we come to a close on this edition of Central Region Live. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Hope you've enjoyed this week of football. Hope you joined us for the game of the week on WHAN. Next week, we'll be at Lee Davis for Hanover Lee Davis on the radio. Elimination game, essentially, for the Lee Davis Confederates at home. And for Hanover, boy, they've got the mojo back with Cheatham back putting 56 up tonight. And they're looking to fly into 4A South playoff action. And they'll need to keep it going with a win against a rival. You know how rivalry matches are. That's next Friday at 6:30. And let me make quick mention, 2 weeks from tonight, our game of the week, Atlee at Highland Springs. Do I have to say anything else? It could be 7-1 against 8-0 if both teams win next week, Atlee on Friday and Highland Springs on Saturday. So mark your calendar. If you can't be with us live at Highland Springs, join us live on 102.9 FM and 14:30 AM, WHAN, 2 weeks from tonight. Rob Witham saying thanks so much, everybody. Hope you enjoyed your games. It was a beautiful night. Sure be getting like all soaked like we did last Friday. Remember that.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now.
Central Region Now is an exclusive podcast presentation of HCS Media LLC. Copyright 2014. All rights reserved.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do.
Change is coming Monday. Have a good weekend.
It's all about where you're going, no matter.